Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpacha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has finally come down between Jew and Gentile to form one new man, getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest, Dean Braxton, literally his heart stopped for 1 hour and 45 minutes. He had prolonged cardiac arrest, and at that time he had a visitation to heaven and was downloaded into him. Is in his brand new book, In Heaven, Experiencing the Throne of God. And this will probably be the first time you'll totally understand from heaven's point of view how the kingdom operates in this earth. There are so many things, Dean, in this book that are so important, but I understand they call you the miracle man of Tacoma, and that's where you're from, Tacoma, Washington. Why do they call you that?
Well, the reason is because of when everything took place and the healing that took place. In the medical records, there's 29 different things that went wrong during the book. God healed them all. He took care of every one of them. Everything from the possible brain damage that would have took place because of the oxygen loss to my...
I mean, an hour and 45 minutes is outrageous.
Yes, yes. You know, it's sad to say, you know, working in the juvenile justice system, I had a kid that went through the same situation, and he lost oxygen to his brain for only 10 minutes, and he was gone. You know, he was a vegetable, and he finally ended up dying. So, you know, for me to have that same experience and for an hour and 45 minutes, and yet I still have the right thinking, you know, that's a miracle in itself. To my toes, they gave me medication that cut off the circulation to my toes, and the doctors were talking about cutting off my toes because they were dead. And yet God healed those where I literally saw the skin peel off my toes, where I had these brand new toes on them, not talking about the lungs and the heart. I mean,
so how many different conditions did you have to be healed of?
29 different things.
And were any of them in the miraculous realm?
All of them were in the miraculous.
You were telling me about some doctor friends of yours. What did they say to you?
Well, all of them, you know, one of them was a nurse, really, that said, you know, usually with this kind of situation, we have bad outcomes, which means most of the people die. Or if they do come back, they come back as vegetables. They don't come back totally healed. And yet God, and I really believe because of the praying and interceding of my family and others, that God totally healed this body, you know, where I can go around and not only talk about the heavenly experience, but also talk about the miraculous healing that took place in this body so that people know that God still heals today.
Now, you learned 8 things about the end of the age. Tell me one.
Well, the one that really sticks out to me is the one that I think that we are really experiencing right now, and that's the one that has to do with deception and how even Christians are being deceived in a number of ways because of visual deception. You know, that's Satan's number one way of...
I'm not sure I'm following. Explain.
Okay. There's so much things that are going around us right now that are visual, as mainly in the media, and we're believing everything that we see. I see it on the computer, and I tell people a lot of that is like they could take your head and put it on a woman's body, and say this is a man woman, and a lot of people would believe that, which is sad to say.
So that's the devil's major thing, is to breed these lies through news and internet, etc.
Yes, but God said that our eyes, us that are born again, we have the ability to pray, and He would open our eyes to be able to see things, not from our eyes as much, but from our heart. And in this day and age, I really believe that's what people need to do, is to pray so that they see what God wants them to see. We're spiritual beings. I came to understand that when this body dies, I live on, and I am a spirit. I'm more of a spiritual being than I am a physical being. And people say, what do you mean by that? This body will pass away, but my spirit will live forever. And we can operate in that realm even now, understanding that we need to really put, the time into being with our Father so that He can show us the things that we need to see in the spiritual realm.
When you're spending time in with the Father, what do you usually do?
Usually I'm praying, and most of the time I'm praying in tongues because I believe in praying in tongues. And when I'm spending time with the Father and praying in tongues, I'm literally before the throne of God. And I'm talking to Him, and He's talking to me, and He's communicating. I say He's giving me assignments, as a lot of times, as I put it. And so then when I'm done, then I come down here to fulfill those assignments. Or He'll tell me something about someone that I need to communicate it to them about. And so that's what's going on with my relationship with the Father. There are times, though, I will say this, that I spend time with Him, and I just say, I need you. All I'm saying is I need you. And I feel His presence around me just like you have me. I'm with you.
Well, I'm feeling an increased presence of God just as we're talking on this Friday show. What does God want to do?
Well, right now I really believe God wants to do with some of the people that are listening is to wake them up and say it is really time to make that commitment that God is asking you to make to Him. Some of people, even right now, someone that's listening to the show, you know that God has been speaking to you and saying, I want you to make that commitment to me. I want you to spend that time with me because I have work for you on this planet that needs to be done.
Will they miss their assignment if they don't spend time with the Lord?
They will miss it because they won't be able to hear what He wants them to do. You know, the time, you know, it's like they may have to give up TV. They may have to give up some of the other things that take up so much of their time to be able to hear Him. There's people right now in their neighborhoods, and I use the grocery store as a good example. God wants them to speak to the people in the grocery store. Does He want them to go down there, get on a box, and yell out in the time? Probably not. But to just come to them and touch them and talk to them from a loving view, because those people need to hear and experience the love of God, will open up more doors than most people would ever realize.
Now, when you pray for the sick, you prayed for the sick before you had this visitation to heaven, but now you pray for the sick, but you're seeing better results, and you say it's not because you're someone that went to heaven, it's because you believe God more and you understand things from heaven's perspective.
Yeah, I pray for people. It doesn't matter. Usually when I go to a church and I minister in that church and people come up to get prayer, I usually pray for people. I just hold their hands and I start praying. And I see myself literally before the throne of God. And I see myself talking to my Father, and He's talking back to me. We're having a conversation about the person. And sometimes He'll say something like, this person's been asking me for this, but they haven't stopped doing this, son. They need to stop doing this, and I will give this to them because this is what's blocking me from them receiving what I want them to have. Or they may say, you know, they're really concerned about their daughter. Let them know that their daughter that they've been interceding for, that I have not forgotten their daughter, that I am sending people to minister to their daughter. Or they may be come to me and say, well, they have this ailment and they're hurting. Maybe have a headache, and the headache is a constant headache, migraine headache. But they said they also have backaches. They don't talk about the backaches. Tell them I want to heal the backaches also. And he'll go on and on with that type of conversation when I'm ministering or
praying. Now, what do you say to someone that says, well, God just doesn't love me. I have prayed and prayed about this particular physical condition, and He's not healing me. Don't tell me God doesn't have favorites. What would you say to them?
Well, what I usually try to do at that moment is most of the time, if someone says that to me, I just ask the Lord, show them. Have them experience it right now. that you do love them, that you do care for them, that there is progress within their body. And every single time there's been progress in their body and the person, I said, Do you experience it right now? And they say, I'm experiencing it. And then they just start crying. Every time they just start crying. So that's because I just go to the Father because I know how much He loves them. And even though they may not grasp that love yet, because they've come to me, I know they're open to receive the love of God right now.
Listen, we've run out of time. I'm going to have you on the special. What we're doing is we're taking this radio interview and we're making it longer. He's going to tell things that perhaps he's never told before. And these are certainly things that are not in his book, In Heaven. And then I'm going to have him pray for the sick. So that special CD and his book, which is titled In Heaven, which is the best description and understanding of heaven that you'll ever read. I mean, Jesus downloaded so much information about heaven that you need on earth. You'll understand for the first time how your prayers operate in healing and how to get your loved ones saved and 8 signs for the end of the age. We're making both available for a donation of $22. Someone's back has just been healed. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause His countenance to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord grant you His shalom, His completeness in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. In the name of the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzikenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Yivarechech Adonai ve'yishmarech Yair Adonai panevelech vichunech Yisarona Ve'asem lecha shalom.
To hear this week's interview in its entirety, or to watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521.